This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
And load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Please excuse the way I sound. It's not my fault. Joining me again from, I don't know where she is today in the world because she's like the Rolling Stone, no moss ever gathers on her, is the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, and she has her guest with her tonight. Keita, where are you at in the world today?
I'm at home, actually.
In Wisconsin. Okay.
Yeah.
And who have you brought with us today? Who have you brought into the house?
Marco Cabalhug. He was at SHOT Show with me and checked out all the gear, and he's the biggest gear queer I know, so he is here to talk about the cool new stuff at SHOT Show that we saw. And he also works at Magnus Sports USA in Las Vegas.
He also put up with my junk the whole time. Marco, thank you so much for doing that. Welcome to the show.
It's all good. Good time. You guys are good people.
So, hey, everybody. Keita, if you will, please take it away.
All right. So, Marco, tell us a little bit about what it is that you do with... Actually, let's start with your competitive shooting sports, because that's such a big part of your life. Just kind of generally tell us what you do with that.
Pretty much shoot every weekend, whether it be a match or just for fun. We usually do both, honestly. So every Sunday, we'll either shoot the match, go eat right after, head to the other range, so pretty much nighttime, so we can't shoot no more. That being said, it is a 24-hour range, so we can't shoot out there at dark. So we just like to have fun. And a lot of people shoot anything, suppressed guns, competition guns, whatever. We don't really care. Just looking for a good time.
So how many rounds do you go through in a week?
If the season's full on, we go through at least 1,000 sometimes. Try to keep stay relatively conservative, so usually 2,000 a month-ish, just because of the cost and everything.
And you work in retail. How do you afford 1,000 rounds a week?
I am sponsored by Supervel, actually, a great company here in Vegas. I actually have a discount code with them now. It's Marco Polo, if you log into the website. If you're looking for a minor load, 147 grain, this stuff is amazing. So
yeah,
discount code Marco Polo.
And I actually had the opportunity to shoot that ammo for my class out there, and that was the 147 grain, and I was shooting that with my Tampogo Stock 2, and it was very gentle, very accurate, had no issues the whole time. It was really nice.
Yeah. Make power factor, everything perfect. If you're not using it, you're pretty much already losing, in our opinion. It helps. Yeah, they're fortunate to sponsor the class, too, so that was good.
So you also conceal carry every day. Tell me about that. What do you carry? Where do you carry? How do you carry? What are your
I actually have a big option of guns. So most of the time, if it's a lazy day, like gym shorts, I'll carry a J-frame, 38 Special, Smith & Wesson, get an old-school gun. Unfortunately, five shots, so I do carry stripper clips with me. That's kind of like the beater... Blazy gun, got a 10 experience with a clip on it. a clip carry kind of deal. Usually, though, it's a Glock 26 with a red dot, which is kind of nice because I can stick the full-size bags in, but I still have the red dot, so I can no longer have to worry about the sight radius issues. So red dots are the future, in my opinion, so that's kind of where technology is going nowadays.
All right.
But, I mean, standardized stuff.
And you carry on-body, off-body, what do you do?
Always on-body for either of those two guns, and then I do have a truck gun that stays dedicated to that vehicle. Every vehicle, pretty much for me, has a dedicated gun that just stays with it, goes nowhere but that vehicle. A huge full-size handgun, light, sometimes red dot, give or take. And then an additional 10 mags, usually. People call me paranoid, but usually I prefer prepared, I guess.
What is your theory on that?
Usually,
you have a
theory
rule
on that,
for that, right?
Yeah, I do. It's funny. I heard it from somebody, actually. It's like a mag per mile kind of deal. So I kind of figured, like, I'm 10 miles away from work. So if cars go down, something like that, I'll have a magazine per mile if I got to walk back. You know, that being said, I do carry, like, a short barrel, like, rifle. Well, not really a short barrel rifle anymore, but a AR pistol kind of deal as well in there. But same concept, mag per mile. Because it takes you a magazine to get a mile, let's say you got a gunfight kind of deal. weird theory, but works out pretty well.
And
then just keep it in a really good bag.
What is your preferred gun for home defense?
Usually a handgun with a flashlight and a red dot. Mainly because I have roommates with my brother and everything. Just one handgun, especially in this, because you can still have the other hand free to do admin stuff if you need to. Handgun, flashlight, and a red dot. And just an additional flashlight on the side, because just in case you got a flashlight something and not point a gun at it. Some people prefer a shotgun. They do recommend it because it's a two-handed weapon. It depends on the area where you live, though, too. It's not like big game, stuff like that. But here in Vegas, nothing really other than just people. So.
And what about on your person every day, anything besides your gun and magazines? You said a flashlight. Do you keep a flashlight on you all the time?
Usually it's a Streamlight, like single battery. I forgot what the model name was, but it's very inexpensive, like under $40. Camera was series it was. And usually a pocket knife just for opening boxes and stuff for work. That's a knife from Browse Plains. J.J. Arcaz, actually. So it means a lot to me. Really good gift.
And you
have
a cell phone. So you have a lot of theories on how to maintain safety living in this world. One of them is a mag per mile you are away from work. Is what did you say about cell phone battery?
You don't want it to go under 50% ever, so it should be fully charged. You have available to charge it like a portable charger. Mainly just because. But if you, like, get stuck somewhere, no charger, stuff down like that. Same thing with gas and cars. You never really want to go under half. My parents make fun of me because I think I'm paranoid, but then they started listening to me because all this stuff kind of makes sense. So all my friends do the same thing, make fun of me until they realize it actually makes pretty good sense.
What other rules do you have that you can think of?
Other weird rules? Yeah. Oh, pretty much check your surroundings because you're mostly vulnerable leaving in and out of your car or in and out of your garage. Maybe because you think you're home or you're getting into your car, so you're kind of safe. But usually that's honestly where you're most vulnerable. But relatively, almost every time, the car locks the doors immediately. But before that, I'll even do a check around the area, see if anything's off, check any cars that weren't there before kind of deal. Pretty simple stuff, honestly. When you get used to it, it's not that bad to do. Just makes you more awake to the surroundings and everything.
Before we go into the first break, Keita, you ought to give out your new website.
Yes, I have a website.
180firearmstraining.com. I have a personally inscribed copy of the book that Keita was kind enough to sign for me, and I can't tell you the inscription because we'd be kicked off the air. But I will treasure it always, young lady. When we get back, I want to ask you some questions, Marco, because one time at One Shot Show last year, we did a little conjecture. I'd like to see what you have to say about that.
Yeah.
We're going to be right back. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, her guest, Marco Carbajal, and this is Lock and Load.
FBI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at FranklinArmory.com.
You check them out, FranklinArmory.com. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Marco Carbajug. Marco, I wanted to ask you this question because I had this discussion with some guys at SHOT Show last year, and we were talking. Now, Las Vegas is a big city, but it's unlike any big city in that I don't think it would be as nightmarish if you guys lost power there.
Not too bad, honestly. It's relatively small, I consider, so you can actually kind of get around with a bike.
Well, I mean, it's as far as getting out of the big city, you guys go one block left, you know, a couple blocks left or right off of the strip, and you are out of the big city, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much. You're pretty much straight to the back of the neighborhoods now. Because, I mean, the strip is centralized, but there's not much other than the strip.
How much does your kit that you like to carry around and all of your contingency you take, which I agree with, how much does that have to do with what happened at Mandalay Bay?
Not much, honestly. It never really changed even before that and after. It's always been like a AR-style pistol with a red dot kind of magnifier combo, worst case.
Right.
That usually gets you a lot here because, I mean, distances here for fighting usually 100 yards and in, worst case. City limit-ish, even an urban area.
Made fun of a little less.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. You're not going to get made fun of me, by me. I have something I carry, and I don't live in a big city. I live in the upstate of South Carolina. I carry something called the ISIS welcome wagon bag when I go an hour away or more from the house. So
I like that.
Yeah, so yeah. I've got the Antifa welcome wagon bag, whichever one it works out to be. I'm pretty flexible with that. I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah.
But right now, real quick, before I turn this back over to Keita, Keita was a really good friend to Lock and Load during SHOT Show. She brought all kinds of people to the booth. She introduced me to Marco. It was just a steady procession of her and Corinne Mosher, her and Max Martini, her and Chris Costa. I mean, it was. I really do appreciate that. Plus, that was a nice shot of scotch.
Well, you know, we just had to walk by the booth anyway every time we went anywhere, so it was kind of a convenience.
It was no big deal for you. You weren't being nice to me, is what you're telling me. Okay, well, I mean, as long as it works out good for me, if that's the way we want to ride, I can ride that way. So I turn it back over to you, young lady. Have at it.
So, what cool stuff did you see at SHOT Show?
Oh, it was a lot, actually. Even though it was mostly meetings, I got to kind of sneak some stuff in. The Vortex 1-10, that kind of impressed me. That's a pretty cool optic. I was already looking to kind of upgrade to a new optic recently anyway, so that's probably going to be it down the line.
What did you find impressive about it?
Oh, the field of view. Excellent. And it's still relatively lighter weight than some stuff these days. Vortex, just they have really good field of view, even at the 1 power and 6, so you can see a lot of the target area. So it's easier to track stuff.
Yeah, it's super easy to pick up your next target.
Yeah, very nice. And, of course, glass is clean, and their warranty is amazing, as always. I mean, we pretty much tried to wreck one of their optics before, and it's still running to this today. We didn't even send it back to repair yet. We still have it in here. So
with all the hype about the 22 caliber Glock, what do you have to say about that? Did you actually shoot it?
Yeah. I shot it. It's actually pretty nice.
Yeah, I shot it.
Ellie range. Yeah, you're there, yeah. But pretty cool. I was kind of worried about the slide cracking, and then what do you know, like, you get reports of it cracking. But, I mean, it's Glock. They'll get it fixed eventually. Surprisingly, the Taurus PX-22, we put a lot of rounds in range with that gun because our summer friends have it. That thing is amazing, especially because it holds almost double the rounds. It's like 16 plus 1, and it's actually cheaper, although Glock is Glock, so people will gravitate toward the Glock just name, and then I guess the accessories later. But that TX-22 from Taurus is actually pretty impressive as well. I'd recommend people take a look at that as well.
What would you recommend as a use for that particular gun?
Good for entry-level shooters or kids, because the skill is pretty much transferred right over to the full-size gun. because it's the same Glock angle, the usual deal, sights the same. Magazines even feel the same, shape the same way. I just wish it'd make a bigger magazine, like something like a 15 at least, 17 and under would be nice.
So they can learn
everyone knows
grip,
yeah,
sight alignment, gun handling,
yep,
skills like reloading,
exactly,
and not have to worry about all the extra recoil yet.
Yeah, plus it's super cheap, so you can be shooting all day long. So
what else did you find or hear about?
Springfield Armory, they had that, was it the Saints Edge PDW? That was a pretty cool gun. Even though we make fun of it, saying it's like a ripoff of the Maxim PDX, PDW gun. It's like a cheaper version, but I mean, still it's pretty awesome for the cost. So that might be my next purchase for a backpack gun, just for kind of, it's pretty cool, just the way it looks and everything.
Okay.
And something I missed, I didn't get to stop by Geisley booth this year, so I guess they came out with a 1-6 optic. I really missed it because I really wanted to see what the glass is like and everything.
I'm sorry, I missed what you just said.
Oh, the Geisley 1-6 power? Yeah, so I didn't get to really walk around, so I missed the Geisley booth this year. So I didn't get to see their 1-6 optic. They came out with a 1-6 power optic, which would have been pretty cool to see, because an ALG Defense, they're kind of their sister company. I use a lot of their products, especially their triggers, which are amazing. But the thing, it's pretty much bulletproof, and it always works really well. But I'll
probably
Anything else you can think of?
What about something that was really hyped up that you were disappointed about? Was there anything like that?
Oh, well, all the Alien pistols are a pretty hyped gun right now with the low bore axis. Nice gun, just the price is up there. Although, I mean, people will pay that. I just don't really see without using it on a match yet, the full performance on, I guess. I really want to see how that shoots in a match, not just on the flat range or anything. But the cost is pretty high, so that being said, you do get what you pay for, so expensive things are nice.
You can't see Marco because we're on the radio, but he's actually Filipino.
Yeah.
And he was born with a gun under his pillow. So he can pick up literally any gun and shoot it fast and accurately. And not just fast, but I swear he has some genetic anomaly that allows him to pull the trigger so fast he actually outruns the timer that only goes to a tenth of a second.
Before we go to break,
a couple of us can do it.
Going to the next break, key to give out your website again.
180 Firearms Training at FS.com.
Where can they find you at, Marco?
Email.
Yep.
Oh, I'm here at Magnus Sports USA. MagnusSportsUSA.com as well, but the best thing you can call us if you ever want to talk to us. We're always here. So.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment. Democrats fell well short of the two-thirds majority required to convict and remove the president from office. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the entire process was, you guessed it, political.
Let me start by saying I don't think any of you doubt that this was the most partisan of exercises. We all fully remember, and it's been said numerous times, the Speaker said roughly a year ago, you shouldn't go forward with an impeachment that was not bipartisan.
According to Nielsen Media Research, President Trump's State of the Union address drew just under 16 million viewers. That's down about 4 million from last year. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was up 483 points to finish at 29,291. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Live radio, it's a wonderful thing. I didn't know if any of this stuff was going to work this time, because I hadn't plugged it up and tried it since I came back from Las Vegas. But, hey, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Yeah, while I was on Radio Row, apparently one of the people, not Keita, not Marco, but one of the people I interviewed apparently had the Black Plague, and that's why I am sounding so good. But this is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest Marco Carbajook. And I'm sure you have the next direction to go, young lady.
Feeling well.
Huh?
I was the culprit.
No, it was not you. As a matter of fact, see,
sure, I thought it was genuine concern for my well-being.
Well, you are healthy as a horse. I mean, the first person, Dr. John Lott came, was the first person in front of me, and I swear to God, dude, I don't know how he walked to Radio Row, and he looked like he felt really, really bad, and I was the first person that interviewed him. And I don't know if that's what it was or the four different airplanes I flew on or whatever it was, but you seemed like, I mean, you were just bouncing all over the place like a ping pong ball gone amok. So I did not see you feeling bad at all. I mean, if Keita wasn't at the booth, you'd be texting me like, hey, I'm here at this place with Max Martini and Chris Costa. Can you come? And, you know, I was doing the mundane work of being a radio guy. So, but no, I didn't think you felt bad. If you felt bad, I would have loved to have seen how you looked when you felt good. So, if you would, you and Marco continue to have your conversation.
So, SHOT Show, typically a lot of business is struck up there between companies. A lot of networking is done. But what people don't always realize is there are parties every single day after SHOT Show, and that's actually where a lot of the business takes place. So what was your favorite party?
Mine used to be the Sailing Arms party, but I don't know if they had it this year. I kind of may have missed it because it's too busy.
It was combined with...
Was it? Okay.
I believe the Cry Party and Sailing Arms was combined this year.
All right, I missed it, but usually actually the women's of the industry one. That's I know the guys who New Frontier Armory, good friends of mine, Ivan and them down there. So they invited me that out. That's always a good time. It's a relaxed kind of deal. Drinks and everything. Not that I drink that much, but I mean, that was always a good time to talk to everyone, kind of connect again. Good to see people.
Yeah,
especially
good to see
women in the industry. Yeah, not really. We'll slow you down.
Yeah, the women of the industry started last year, and they held it at Mandalay Bay in a speakeasy. So we actually didn't know where to go, because it's actually a speakeasy behind a bookshelf in the casino. So if you don't know where it is, you're not going to find it.
Yeah. Like under the escalator area.
Pretty cool. Sorry,
yeah,
I'm cleaning up a puppy mess. I just got a brand new puppy, and I guess she ate something that didn't agree with her. So that's what all this scrubbing is that's going on over here. So... they have a 1920s theme every year. I think it's their second year. But that's such a cool location and a lot of good people and a lot of fun. Definitely enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
There was another one. What was the name of that other one with the lasers and the explosions?
Oh,
that was Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, Mad Dog.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, Steve Fisher was there.
Yeah, finally met that dude for the first time. Pretty cool guy. But
yeah,
that's a lot of guns
there.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Keita and Steve were kind enough to give me some video advice, which I will incorporate in a video later. Once again, I cannot mention it here, though.
Yeah, that was fun.
But yeah,
so
that was a good party.
What was your favorite gun there?
That new Nighthawk, I think they called it the Warhawk, I believe. It's a compensated 2011 kind of thing they make. That thing is pretty nice.
Special.
The compensator, honestly. I'm a big fan of those comp guns, like an open-style handgun kind of deal. That's just pretty much no recoil, very flat shooting. It's Nighthawk, so it's expensive, but you get what you pay for. So, I mean, that was pretty impressive. Otherwise,
yeah,
the other
you really were able to point easily with that gun.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a small 25-yard steel, and you just looked at it and hit it. It's like you look at it, and the bullet just throws itself at the steel.
Yeah, pretty much. With a nice 2011, too, it just points naturally, which is kind of nice with those guns. That helps a lot.
Yeah, you have a really good index with those.
Yeah, paintball days, that's why. Paintball and Nerf. Total nerd.
Did you not like the Flux Defense little carbine setup?
Those are pretty cool. I actually have a lot of time on those because our friends here have them. Our friend Gatman Carlos has one. It's pretty fun to shoot, especially because the thing ejects very quickly. The brace unit, I should say, not buttstock, but it's pretty handy, especially because it's 9 Glock mag too.
That's something else you should know. when asking about gear with Marco is that he outruns most guns. How, he outruns the slide on most guns.
Most of the time,
slide
yeah.
cycles slower than his finger.
So what, like,
so
do you get bored?
Yeah.
Are you guys just that fast? You get bored at it?
I get bored at it. So I need to, I usually, with my personal guns, I actually make sure they're fast enough to keep up. So I try to make it so it actually cycles quicker than normal just because I can outcycle them. That's an issue I'd look out for because it's easy to do, especially with rifles. Shotguns as well. That's why I run a open shotgun from a Dissident Arms, freaking amazing gun, 12-gauge box-fed magazine gun based off a Vepr 12 design from Russia. But that gun seems to be the only shotgun that can actually keep up with my trigger finger. So that's why I love that thing so much.
Yeah, most of us don't have that problem.
yeah.
But that's what keep in mind when asking Marco for gear advice. He
yep.
has unique problems when it comes to shooting.
Unique problems. Yeah, true.
So
but then
we went to LE Day, the range day,
yeah.
and shot some more guns there.
We got about yep. a minute here if you want to. If you want to talk about that in the next segment, because that's probably going to take up the whole segment. Because I didn't go to Range Day. I never go to Range Day. Isn't Range Day out at the Pro Gun Club?
They have, well, every range has Range Day. The main one is the Polar State Rifle Pistol. And then Pro Gun has their own kind of deal with all the other people. And then we went
right.
to the LE one, which is the Metro Range up north. So it's the Police yeah. Department's range. They have other stuff there, too.
I'm surprised you carry Glocks and you say that you've got them tuned up enough to where the slide will keep up with you, because that's some tuning on a Glock.
I don't even use them Glocks anymore. They're too slow.
Consider the trigger on
okay.
a Glock as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but real quick, before we go to break, Keita, what's the name of that that website?
180firearmstraining.com.
And you can find the stuff that Marco does on a regular basis at...
You can actually check my Instagram. It's Marco Cabahug. Just my name.
No,
my last name is Cabahug.
I'll be following you. You guys just hang on. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Range Day that I didn't go to at SHOT Show with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, and Marco Cabahug. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses.
18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
And welcome back. I bet you can't tell that I have been, me and Vic's VapoRub are really close personal friends. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is the weaponized woman with Key to Bussy and her guest, Marco Cabahug. And they've been, now we're about to, they actually, you know how many times I got to go out there on the floor on SHOT Show the whole time I was there? Kita, Marco, either one of you?
Zero.
Three.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't spend 40 minutes out there combined in those three trips. Because I was just, because somebody was bringing a guest every 5 minutes, and I was just going to make sure that I took care of him because she was going to buy me scotch later. So so anyway, tell
and
us
it was
about
good scotch, too.
It was good scotch. As a matter of fact, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, a little honey with that right now would cut a few things real nice. Anyway,
right up, huh?
Yeah, or at least I would think I'm feeling better anyway. I don't know. I'd be happy to find out. But tell us about Range Day, because I have never been to Range Day at SHOT Show.
You're up, Marco. Tell us about Range
Day. Well, that one, that LE Range Day, is a little more laid back than the Media Day, Industry Day Range, I should say. It's more, not as many distributors, I guess. So you do get to see some of the other companies, like New Frontier Armory was out there, good friends of mine again. They bring out their machine guns, which is freaking awesome. They have pretty much unlimited ammo, which is good. CZ is actually out there, too, which Keith, I got to try the Shadow 2, possibly, which is, how'd that go for you?
Did anybody try the DWX?
They didn't have it out there. It was unbelievable. I was like, oh.
That seems like a gun for you, Marco. And it seems like a gun for Keita, too, to be honest with you.
That one. Oh, but for her, that's a, it's considered a limited minor gun. She's trying to shoot production.
yeah, so the Shadow 2. the CZ Shadow Custom by Amos Hobdell, which was amazing. And I shot the Shadow 1, the regular CZ Shadow 1, and the Shadow 2 side-by-side factory, nothing done to them. And it was amazing how much more ready to go the Shadow 2 is just right out of the box. You really don't even have to do anything to it. Plus, yeah, it's a little bit easier to reload than the Tamfolio that I'm shooting right now. It's got a little bit more open magwell, easier to see.
Plus, you know, CZ sponsors this show there, Hita. I could put you together with CZ, you know. I can...
Well, I just bought one today from Magnus Sports USA.
Yeah,
but I
we'll have the trigger job
done
in like
another
a week.
So I have a backup gun. So we should we should talk to them.
Nice gun.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I shot all of the shadows, and then I got back in line and shot them all again.
Gotta make sure you find what you like. So.
Yeah, because that was the CZ is the gun I want to shoot for competition, so I wanted to make sure I got the right one for me that fits my hands, that feels good. The only thing was, for me, having smaller hands, I couldn't quite reach the trigger in double action, but that I can have adjusted, you know, with an aftermarket trigger or trigger job.
Yep.
So that's not a big deal. But everything else is fantastic.
Carba, Marco, I'm surprised that you don't like 2011s.
Oh, I love them, actually. It's usually what I shoot for open division. I shoot a Limcat Custom. Lioncat is my edition of it. It's a black and gold gun, kind of fancy. But, yeah, usually it's either 2011s, Berettas, or that's about it these days, lately. 2011s and Berettas.
Yeah, if you don't know that Limcat gun he shoots, that's an $8,000 gun.
Oh, yeah.
Can you outrun the slide on that one, too?
That one can keep up. Thank
you. Oh, okay.
So, well, yeah. That one keep up.
Gotta have standards. Gotta have standards.
Yeah, that one can keep up very well. So, can't complain about that one.
Well,
but they do amazing work with them. So.
Here's the thing. You can either have a gun that can keep up with your finger, or you can just have a really crappy trigger that your finger can keep up with, or that it evens out between the trigger and the slide.
Oh, my God, that's bad. You gotta sandbag it. No. It's gotta be fast. Everything's gotta be fast. Like it all fast. Just like my cars, I guess.
How do you, I mean, with your guns, do you spring them a certain way or something, or have you worked the mass
triggers
on the slide, or is it all trigger work, or?
Yeah, they're pretty tuned as far as the triggers, so they're pretty lightweight. So they're relatively light enough to pull quick, and then the slides are tuned with the recoil spring, depending on what type of ammo I'm shooting, to match the ammo. That being said, most of the time you don't really have to shoot that fast in competition. It's kind of nice, too, but, I mean, most of the time you gain the time and the movement, which is why Kino's classes are very important, honestly. So that's really where the matches are won and lost. The shooting portion is the easy part. It's the moving portion that's, I'd say, the harder.
Right, which we didn't even talk about the book, but that's okay. We'll talk about it. There'll be another time. We'll definitely talk about the book. Now, when you met Steve Fisher, I've been to one of his classes, and I've been a pretty fast shooter in the past, probably not as fast as you. But then again, I'm not a competitor. I just like to shoot. And sometimes I have a tendency to get so – I'm enjoying shooting so fast so much – that my technique goes from disciplined to garbage. Does that happen to you?
Occasionally. So to remedy that, we actually usually, at the end of practice, go back to like a bullseye kind of shooting drill, where it's back to accuracy. So back to the refining the basics kind of deal.
Right.
Or
it's all high speed and then end on, high speed and end on kind of a slower pace kind of deal.
I have never tried
that. Up is a drill where you have 2 5-yard targets and then one target in the center that can be, I don't know, whatever you want it to be, but 25 yards is a good number.
Yeah. 25 yards is on like an 8-inch plate or something.
Yeah, Steve was making us zero the optics on B8 targets at 25 yards.
Yeah, sounds all right.
I was having a rough time with it because it was 103 degrees that particular day.
Sounds like Vegas almost, yeah.
Yeah, and this was in South Carolina in October.
Oh, that's your worst. You guys got like humidity then. We had dry heat at least.
Yeah, so. So, yes, we'll definitely have to have a chat about that because I really like to shoot. I've got a gun coming right now from Chambers Custom, and I'm sponsored by STI. So, I mean, I have some fast guns at my disposal, and, of course, I like to shoot them. But then when it starts to look like a dumpster fire, I begin to feel sort of bad because most of the time I'm filming it because that's, I'm never going to be competitive. I might if I read Keita's book, but I can't get, I'm going to be caught by that inscription in the front where she autographed it. That'll hold me up for a little bit, and then I might actually get into the meat of the potatoes. That was pretty funny. That was actually pretty funny. I can't tell anybody we can't talk about this on the air, but it was pretty funny just because Keita was looking at me so serious. I was like, come on, young lady, just sign that book for me. You don't have to write anything special for me. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, well, she didn't.
We have fun.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Keita brought actor Max Martini. She brought Corinne Mosher. Which, watching those two sit in front of me with their perfect posture.
Kind of scary.
I was feeling diminished, and I was looking at them from the front. And I've seen a picture of them from the back, and it looks like they had like a steel rod inserted in both spinal columns.
It took me a minute when I saw that picture to tell which one of us was which. We looked exactly the same from the back.
Yeah, I think Corinne was on my left and you were on my right. And that's how from looking at the picture, that's what I had to go by. So that was a good time. Anyway, we're about to run out of time. So one more time, Keita, let's hear about the new website.
180firearmstraining.com.
Marco?
Yep, MagnusSportsUSA.com and also SupervilleAmmunition.com.
I'll be getting in touch with you, Marco. I need some pointers from you, young man. Thank you for joining us this evening. There you go. There you go. Thank you for joining us. This was The Weaponized Woman. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.